Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight's conversation is with Joe Thompson, Undersecretary for Benefits for the Department of Veterans Affairs. And joining me is Greg Grieben, also a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers. Well, Joe, in this segment, we'd like to talk about reinvention at VBA. You began in New York City, so perhaps you could go back and spend some time telling us about your experience, what it was like when you were there, and what changes you made.
Well, I had an interesting experience in that. I grew up in New York. I'm a veteran, and I happened to have filed claims with that office many years earlier. I also began my career there as a rank and file worker, and now I came back as the director. And looking at the same process that we had in place, I found it frustrating from all three perspectives, that it didn't satisfy veterans, and it made it both rank and file employees and managers of the process very frustrated. That, again, it was very much command and control. It was an assembly line type process. We had up to 12 to 14 people handling each claim. The people that spoke to veterans when they called in or visited the office to find out what was going on with their claims actually had nothing to do with the actual processing of the claim, so they often were in the dark themselves. So you had this business process that took too long, often came to the wrong conclusion, and pretty much didn't satisfy anyone in the process. So we set about trying to change that. We said if you had a blank sheet of paper and you could draw any process you wanted onto it, what would you do if you were designing this from scratch? So that's what we had done in our reinvention activities. We consolidated 17 jobs down to three. We took a 24 handoff process down to about seven or eight. We merged the public contact jobs with the claims processing jobs, so the person speaking to the veteran had intimate knowledge of what was going on in the claim. And we put in a set of balance measures to make sure that we didn't overfocus on one area. Instead of just looking at how quickly things were going, we looked at the speed, the accuracy with which we made decisions, how much it was costing us to make those decisions, the veteran satisfaction with the process, and how our own employees were doing it as well, five equal measures in what we called our balanced scorecard.
What are you most proud of the experience?
I think the single thing I'm most proud of is the focus on meeting veterans' expectations and needs, changing the focus of the organization from being so consumed with internal processes to one that cared about what veterans thought, what was going on, and that not just cared about it, but did something about it. You had a means of determining what they thought about it, and you had a means of changing the system once you found out that what you had in place wasn't working.
Joe, building on your New York experience in 1997, you were appointed to your current position as Undersecretary for Benefits. What changes did you most want to make in the larger organization?
I think what I mentioned about the thing I'm most proud of in the regional office, which was a focus on veterans, is a similar issue I saw with the larger organization, that we had become consumed with our own internal concerns. And the organization, I hate to use the term low morale, but for want of a better term, I think I will use that one. It had been severely criticized by all of the stakeholders in the process. I think many people had come to the conclusion that VBA was incapable of doing the right thing or changing itself fundamentally. So I think just trying to get a sense in the organization, a belief that we could do the right thing by veterans, we could bring about fundamental change, that we could get the support of stakeholders was an important barrier to cross, and that it isn't one you do overnight. It's something that has taken place and continues to do so. But I think there's a growing belief that we're on the right track, we're doing the right things. It's an expansion of many things we did in New York. We are, in fact, implementing business process reengineering or reinvention in every regional office. We prototyped six last year. We have nine going up live this month. We'll have 41 out of 57 done by the end of this year. And it is a fundamental reworking of how they do business in regional offices. It's not a small change. I mean, you literally train virtually every employee in new operations. You have to put in IT systems. You have to change their telephones and communication structure. So it's a big change.
And how's VBA serving the veterans? You've described a lot of processes. What's their response?
We're seeing small but steadily increasing indicators telling us we're on the right track, a slight increase in customer satisfaction, probably more importantly is an improvement in I think what is a veteran's ultimate statement of dissatisfaction, which is an appeal of the issue that's been decided. We're seeing significant declines in our appellate work, and we've really focused on trying to make good decisions up front and be quite clear in explaining them to veterans and giving them the opportunity before we go into formal appellate proceedings to explain their position, and then if we can make changes, we do that. So we're starting to see some very positive signs showing that we're on the right track and that veterans are agreeing with it.
You've implemented a balanced scorecard in VBA. Can you tell us about the balanced scorecard?
For each of our business lines, for compensation, pension, education, we have a balanced scorecard. And in those scorecards, there are five measures for each program: speed, accuracy, unit cost, customer satisfaction, employee development and satisfaction. We put there are multiple measures within each of those categories, anywhere from two to four or five. We assign a minimum value. If you go below that, you get no credit for what you achieved. And then we have strategic goals. We have annual goals and strategic goals that we shoot for. Depending on how well you do in a particular indicator, you get points assigned. You can have a maximum of 100 points in each of these scorecards. Now, the best part about it is that we have this on our intranet site. Every employee can go in and look at their scorecard for their organization. They can compare it with their network, and they can compare it nationwide. They can look at other business lines. So it's a very open system that is beginning to build the basis under which we want to run the organization, which is solid data that people understand and can make rational decisions on.
What impact is the scorecard having currently on the organization?
It's changing behavior fundamentally. Traditionally, we have tended to focus on single measures, typically speed. We would say timeliness is our key goal, and we would sacrifice accuracy and veteran satisfaction just to hit a speed goal.
Well, great. It's time for a break. We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour and our conversation with Joe Thompson.